That's the problem. We didn't learn any hand-to-hand combat this summer. And Bob won't get out of my seat.
No problem there, Private Drax. Well, we'll fix that up real quick. Let me just flip through these pams.
That's the problem. We didn't learn any hand-to-hand combat this summer. And Bob won't get out of my... That's the problem. We didn't learn... That's the problem. We didn't learn any hand-to-hand combat.
We're having technical difficulties. We will resolve our problems within, at least by the time we normally start the show, so please don't get too upset.
Okay, you want to play the, not the intro first.
You play the...
The promo.
The talking
part. The promo.
Not the promo.
Yeah, the promo and the intro.
You obviously have no idea what I was talking about.
Okay, here we go.
That's the problem. We didn't learn any hand-to-hand combat this summer. And Bob won't get out of my seat.
No problem there, Private Drax. We'll fix that up real quick. Let me just flip through these pams. Ground arms, attention, forward march. Ah! Bob removal. For ease of learning, this movement has been broken down into squads. Squad 1! 1! All that is done in squad 1 is the Bob is picked up in an underhand grasp by the neck. Seen?
Seen.
Squad 2! 2!
Oh.
All that is done in Squad 2 is the Bob is put into the air, clasping into the neck and the groinal region. Is there something outside that is more interesting than my drill class? No? Good. Squad 3. 3. All that is done in Squad 3 is the Bob is thrown in an overhead motion out the window to the pavement below. Scene?
Scene.
All right, Private Drexel, practice this on your own time and I will come around to see that it's being done correctly.
Come on, Bob, I've got to pass my PO check.
Private Drexel, is that an underhand grasp? Does it look remotely like an underhand grasp? Pay attention to detail, Private Drexel. We will be here all night until you get this correct.
What the Hell show celebrates the triumphant return of Drexel, but don't worry, Bob's not going anywhere.
My leg! No! Move my leg! That's going on for my leg!
Get back here, you.
It's Sunday night at 9 p.m. It's time for the What the Hell Show with Private Drexel and Sumerian. Join in on the conversation on the IRC, on the Rant Radio Channel, and the Dell Net servers. And now, here's Private Drexel!
Private Drexel has returned.
Yay. I was just noting something. We have absolutely nothing planned to talk about. We spent the entire day preparing the show.
That is not correct.
The technical aspect. You have stuff?
That is not correct. I always have stuff.
Not a fucking thing has changed.
I have lots of things to talk about, but nothing...
No, that... We have some features. One of them is not going to be here tonight. We don't have Dax with Gross Hospital Stories. Unfortunately...
But we can't call him up. He is available back
home. Oh, yeah. He sounded really sick.
So what?
He wanted to get off the phone immediately.
Too bad.
Okay. It's up to you. You can phone him. That's projectile vomit, man. We have stuff. I do news of the week. It's really strange, weird news.
You turned down my mic, didn't you?
I didn't turn down your mic.
Listen. You can't silence me.
That's not how loud it is. You can hear yourself through the speakers. So most of you are probably tuned in. Some of you are tuned in because of the Nine Inch Nails Tribute Weekend. And I'd like to thank everyone out there for listening to it.
Is anybody listening? Check out how many people are listening.
Oh, Shoutcast is all effed up right now.
Effed up? It's not fucked up.
No, it's effed up. Fucking chair. You okay? Bob from Peru is here. He is still here. Wow, look at that. 1,000 stations and 1,500 listeners. Not a good ratio. That's like 1.5.
But how many people are listening to us?
Well, I'm going to find that out to see if we have gained any popularity because of the Nine Inch Nails tribute weekend. Of course we're popular. Don't we're always we were popular before. Yeah, look at that. We're
don't
popular.
Stop listening just because we're not Nine Inch Nails.
We're not Nine Inch Nails. I'll actually play the new Nine Inch Nails during the course of this show. Because you all guys... And you can also join us on the IRC. We have changed IRC networks. So all you people out there, we don't see the regular people tuning into the IRC here. That's probably because they don't know where to go, and they're all sitting in a channel somewhere else going, hey, where is everyone? You guys are here, but where's Sumerian? Where's what the hell? I didn't tell them that in the spam. I didn't want to make it too long. So for all you people who are there in the other place, you have to go to the DALNET servers, D-A-L, DALNET.
And you went with it because why?
Because I can actually register the channel and register my name, and I'm, like, opt every time I come in. It's just amazing.
How about me? And will I be opt when I come in?
It doesn't kick me off. No, I'll set you up to be opt.
Yeah, you better.
You better.
Hook him up.
How did I ever use
we it? We are in DALNET. So I'd like to say who's in DALNET right now. It's Geek. Shameless plug for all the people listening. Well, it's not really a plug. Yeah, you silenced that tongue. GK Jackal, Rim, Skip Radio, Trinex, Gohan, and MP3 Dude.
Gohan.
Was he here? Oh, he was. Oh, I know what he's... I've got something to say about him. Gohan the Barbarian. And I'd also like to thank Sonic.net for providing massive amounts of bandwidth, this Nine Inch Nails tribute. They pumped us up to 200 possible listeners. We didn't need them all.
All you
wonderful hedgehogs out there, we love you. That was added in by the chicken. And we also got a new server set up that supports another 100 listeners. That was set up by Enki and one of his biking friends. And it's a secret server. We can't actually advertise him because it's not really supposed to be there. But we're the only computer on there, and we're testing out the line.
Yeah.
That's testing. It. We're testing it out. Testing out the bandwidth. Dude, undernet was empty. Okay. Fine. I guess they all figured it out or whatever. He said my name. Our listeners are very smart. Okay. Let's go to my little list here. And I've already said thanks to Sonic.net. From email, GK Jackal, it says, I've not heard the What the Hell show yet, but I'm certainly looking forward to it. I find luncheon meat too inspiring to pass up.
Thank you! Thank you!
That's a thank you from the chicken. That was a holy story. We will play that, I think, because it's just too funny to pass up. And it's got a Nine Inch Nails track in behind it, which probably worked out perfectly for the tribute.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, it is. I didn't even think about that when I put it in, and that's probably why people are going, oh, wow, it's got the perfect drug.
That works even on a subconscious level.
It works on a subconscious level.
We've got the...
Something. Fingers on the pulse of something on the watch. And Gohan says, this is the thing, don't forget to mention that Gohan will be attempting to sing on this week's show. Danger. We'll open up the phone lines a little bit later for people to phone in and sing. Danger. And we've got news of the week, and we have failed to think of a question of the week.
No, I have one. Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, we will
this
do
is...
Do you want to do it now?
Oh, think about it. I'm going to give you the question. You can think about it, and then give me the answer.
Okay.
All right. Which letter of the alphabet
X.
in Morse code is the best rhythm for, clitoral stimulation?
That's not a good question, people. They don't have to think about that. They put down A or something.
Don't know Morse code.
Morse code has been...
What?
Morse code has been defunct. I think about 3 months ago, they did not use Morse code anymore officially.
What the right answer is.
That song is cool. Okay, so we're going to go...
Okay, so do you have a better answer? You're
better,
just going to shut
answer?
My... If you want to shut my question down...
Well, it's the best question we have so far.
Okay, so shut up you. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Okay, we will go to News of the Week. Yes! That's right, chicken. It's going to take us around the room for the people in here. And also, I have to say something. Go to the webpage to figure out what we look like. Go to www.rantradio.com. Click on DJ's schedule.
Click
on schedule and click on the What the Hell show.
Or you can click on
DJ's
and click
on
Drexel
or Sumerian.
And then, wait. It's not over yet.
It's not over yet.
There's all sorts of pictures.
Wait, there's more.
From my summer camp in Wings.
That's right. Go see those. We just
lots of pictures.
We just put them up today.
And we're starting over here because I am going over here.
The headphones aren't long enough. Don't pull on the headphones. We're going to go around the room. He can't get them on. Can you get them on? Zoom in.
It's Projectile Vomit Man. Whoa, that was unnecessary. Whoa, stop. Don't ever share with me again. And Black Wolf.
I can't see through your butt.
You're actually...
You're in the way.
In the way.
That's not right. The picture
like,
of Black Wolf we want.
Hey, I'm over here now.
I was going for the...
That wasn't long enough. That's not a good enough shot. Stick your head out for a little
bit
longer.
A bit more beautiful
we have
Black...
We have Black Wolf.
Hey. And then we have
Blahar.
Blahar.
Hi.
Nah. Here we are. Zoom in. Zoom in. Darcy, getting in the way.
Shut up, you.
Okay, then Darce. Drexel.
Fuck.
Good. There we go. Oh, beautiful.
Excite me, old glasses one.
He's practicing the question of the week.
What is it?
On the
too
air.
Too long. Too short, three long, too short.
Whoa,
three long.
See? You're tripping over
Shut
it.
Shut up. You're such a little bitch.
Those are very expensive headphones.
We got Bob from Peru.
Okay,
still here. That's it. Yep.
Bob,
all that military pay.
Right,
I feel defunct.
Oh, dethroned.
Oh, Muffin.
This is my caring face, though.
Let's see it. Oh. There's the caring face.
He's only here because we have his leg chained to the floor.
And Sumerian. Hi, I'm in stereo and two mics, even though line record is mono. I do stuff. I like morals. No, I'm not moral support. That's Drexel.
And we have the silent one. Hey, get over here with that camera, boy.
Doesn't happen.
Get over here with the camera.
Against the union.
Doesn't against the union. Don't start a fight. You'll feel the wrath of Nikki. Of the shy one. Oh,
yeah,
that's
I'm
the best scared. Shot you're gonna get, eh?
Okay.
Gotta
okay.
Get zoom, at least. Okay. There you go. We already have a shot. We had a shot like that. Middle finger.
Middle finger.
Middle finger.
Drex. She's not going to do it. All done. And we need a shot of the return of Drex. No, get Drex up. Enough of him.
Well, you
we'll get the chicken
check
on.
Out the
I'll take over.
You will have seen enough of me.
Did you get him on? Did you get him? Did you get a picture of Drex? Or? Okay. No, Drex. Did you get a picture of Drex? Okay. And Drex, go on the camera. See, that's no good.
Down.
And closer. 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 There you go. That's good enough. We got it.
Thanks, buddy.
Alright.
Okay, that's right. That's everyone in the room. So if you want to go see the pictures of our ugly mugs, you can go to the What the Hell section of the Rant Radio webpage.
It says the server is down right now.
The server is down right now. Let's try this again. www.rantradio.com. Whoa, connecting, and whoa, it's up. Oh, imagine that.
No, well, maybe they're talking about us, as in we're not broadcasting.
We better be.
That.
It's broadcasting. Look at that. Sending bytes of data.
Might be sending them.
Last week
maybe
it was effed up
maybe
so
those
bad.
Bytes are just going off.
I saw the pictures page.
And nobody's
shows,
getting them at all.
Shows chicken's butt.
You did
turn
down
cool.
My mic. I got to stick it like right in my mouth for anyone to hear me.
Oh. You're killing everyone's speakers. Don't do that. You're killing everyone's speakers.
Here's Darcy. We're trying to
Drex is deep-throating the mic.
Mental note, don't touch that mic.
Oh, Strife has joined us.
Cleaned it off, don't worry.
Strife and Res99 has joined us. Or did I already say his name? Okay, let's get on with the show. Enough mic deep-throating.
Go suck it.
Okay, which one would you like to do? The Mormon Guide to Overcoming Masturbation?
Oh, yeah!
Okay, that's got the votes immediately. This is hilarious.
Holy cock, where
this
the hell
is so,
did that come from?
This is so funny.
Where
now,
did
for
you
all
get
you
this
people,
list from?
All you people out there, I just scan the news all the time. People send stuff to me. So I'm going to post it on the IRC so everyone can follow along with the news. So all you people out there in Radioland who are having a little trouble overcoming their Masturbation, pastime, or habit, whatever you call it, hobby. Yeah.
I find that the best way to get over masturbation is to go and masturbate, and then you don't feel like it anymore.
You don't, yeah. You don't care about it for a little while.
At least 20 minutes.
Are we talking about self-masturbation or masturbation of others?
That's not masturbation, because that's
not,
like...
Not diddling, right.
Diddling.
Diddling.
Steps in overcoming...
Is that slaverbation? Would you like me to slaver bait you?
Steps in Overcoming Masturbation by Mark E. Peterson. Like, this is a real thing. This is not
Council
something
of
made
the
up.
Like, apostles?
Yes, this is a serious one made up by the Church of the Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Council of the 12 Apostles. Be assured that you can be cured of your difficulty. Many have been, both male and female. You can also, if you determine that this must be so. Determination is the first step. This is where we must begin. You must decide that you'll end this practice. And when you make that decision, the problem will greatly reduce at once.
Is there a 12-step program?
A guide to self-control. Never touch the intimate parts of your body, except during normal toilet processes.
Yes.
Control.
Yes. Avoid being alone as much as possible.
Find good company and stay in this good company.
Come on.
Need some support. Need some good company.
I'm afraid I don't feel like supporting you. I'm not holding it up for you. Fuck. Hey, can you lower it a bit? Cause
what? Oh, crap. Okay, I got to move that. That's not where that's supposed to be. Move. That's a good spot right there.
Woo-hoo.
Actually, no. This is a good spot. You can see
still
the lines.
Can't read it.
Okay. If you're associated with other people having the same problem, wait. How do you know this? You must break off their relationship.
Their friendship.
You're a masturbator. I don't want to hang out with you. My mom says I can't hang out with you because you masturbate.
Never associate with other people having the same weakness. Don't suppose that two of you will quit together. You never will.
Hey, man, this is the last time, okay? One more time.
You must get away from people of that kind. Just to be in their presence will keep your problem foremost in your mind. The problem must be taken out of your mind.
Whenever I'm over at your house, I think of masturbating. That's what
it
says here.
Most off.
That's what it says. That's what it says. Just to be in their presence will keep your problem foremost.
I don't masturbate. What the hell are you talking about?
Evil. He follows
these. I need to masturbate.
Drex follows these rules.
I have hot apple pie.
When you bathe, do not admire yourself in the mirror. Never stay in the bath more than 5 or 6 minutes.
Just long enough to bath and dry dress, and then get out of the bathroom.
Quickly, get out of the bathroom.
Into a room where you have some member of your family present.
Because you probably won't
have
feel
a family member present with me at all.
Whatever you do, don't shake it off dragon.
Don't shake. Only three. More than three.
When in bed.
You're playing with it.
When in bed, if that is where you have your problem for the most part, dress yourself for the night so securely that you cannot easily touch your vital parts. And so that would be a difficult time. It would be difficult and time consuming for you to remove those clothes. By the time you start to remove protective clothing, you would have sufficiently controlled your thinking that the temptation would leave.
Doubtful.
Doubtful. If you're starting
bad
to...
enough, you're going to go all the way.
I have a knife.
Don't do it, left hand. Don't do it, right hand. I'm going to cut you. That's right. If you need a change.
What if you're left-handed?
I'm left-handed. Wait. Too much information.
Yeah, it feels like it's someone else because it's so awkward.
If the temptation seems overpowering while you're in bed, get out of bed and go to the kitchen and fix yourself a snack.
So you're fat.
Just don't touch the cucumbers and the carrots.
You're fat and you want to masturbate.
Even if it is in the middle of the night, and even if you are not hungry, despite your fears of gaining weight, the purpose behind
the
this suggestion is that you get your mind on something else. You are the subject of your thoughts, so to speak. All right, so
you can be as fat as you want as long as you don't masturbate. That's what the Mormons think. It's okay to be overweight.
Get a shirt that says, "I'm so pretty."
so pretty.
Oh, you're so pretty.
Never read pornographic material. Never read about your problem. Wait, quick, turn off the page.
Yeah, this is contradicting
Keep,
itself.
It is.
Fully.
We found the problem. Keep it out of mind, remember. First a thought, then an act. Oh, evil.
It's not a thought, it's just a feeling.
Jesus wore runners. He mu- oh, never mind.
The thought pattern must be changed. You must not allow the problem to remain in your mind. When you accomplish that, you will soon be free of the act.
Free your mind, and your body will follow.
Don't ever be afraid to come clean.
Put wholesome thoughts in your mind at all times. Read good books, church books, scriptures, sermons of the brethren. Make a daily habit of reading at least one chapter of the scripture, preferably one of those four gospels in the New Testament, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
what
are those
scriptures
called? Palms?
Palms. Oh. Pray. Well, when you pray, don't pray about this problem, for that will tend to keep it in your mind more than ever. Pray for faith. Pray for understanding of the scriptures. Pray for them. And blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
Let's see.
It's only an 8-step program.
Well, we need 12. There's no way that's going to work.
Oh, suggestions. Okay, blah, blah, blah.
What happened after the 8th step?
This is great. What you hear late at night from your child's bedroom. When the temptation to masturbating is strong, yell stop to those thoughts as loudly as you can in your mind. Oh, in your mind. Okay.
Stop!
Set goals of abstinence. Begin with a day, then a week, month, year, and finally commit never doing again.
How long do I turn it off this hour?
This? Yep.
A patch for this problem.
Problem. The masturbation patch. You strap it around your ho-ho.
They have an onion book. In that onion book I was reading, they have an anti-masturbation strap thing. It's made out of sheet metal.
Oh.
It looks like it's like a what do you call it? Chastity belt.
Yeah, you can also get a thing called.
It slides freely, but.
But they say it's hard to remove and may cause injury. Seriously,
yeah.
I should go find it.
It's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
Just think of how cranky smokers get.
Gloom Bunny says, "Hey, maybe this is why I'm so fat."
Service,
so you can work off
the
pounds
by
working
off.
Work
skip. Wait, go back for a second.
Okay.
Major radio?
Skipping.
Skip radio. Where are you?
I don't know.
What server are you on and where are you from?
Is that the person having troubles?
Yep.
I don't know.
Okay, well, how about you go down the
People that say they're skipping are like 33.6.
Hmm.
They're always. Skip has a bad modem.
Yeah, it's Astro connection.
Let's see what else. Anything else here?
16-step problem? Oh, it's a 21-step.
Wear pajamas that are difficult to open, yet loose and not binding.
Oh, Christ, you need to take your pajamas.
This'll do it. Reduce the amount of spices and condiments in your food. Eat as lightly as possible at night.
How will that help?
I don't know.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait, guys, listen, stop. Everyone, stop, listen. Shut up everywhere, okay? Reduce the amount of spices and condiments in your food. Eat as lightly as possible at night. So does that mean if you eat lots of spices and condiments, you'll be extra horny?
Yes.
Maybe.
So feed your partner
really?
Lots of spices and condiments.
What's the use of having to go pee shit?
Your story.
We want to know. You have
to explain.
It sounds
like you've never been on the mic.
Okay. The Sunday Night Sex Show, I don't know if anybody ever watches it, but I'm a constant watcher and lover. Anyway, she says that if you don't masturbate, for men especially, you'll have wet dreams like crazy. Your body just needs to get rid of it, and you wake up in a mess.
Hmm.
Therefore, do it on purpose, because then you can clean yourself up.
Well, wet dreams are fun.
little physiological truth here. You know how when you're okay, we're not talking to you again.
No, we need you.
Whoa! Little physiological truth here. You know how when you're eating spicy food, you're like, God damn, I'm sweating like you wouldn't believe, but you want to, and it's like burning my mouth, but you want to go back and have more?
Yeah.
The reason why that is because when you get the same endorphin rush that is triggered by sex when you're eating spicy foods, you're like, wow, this is hurting. Wow, I want more. So that's why you keep doing it. So if you eat spicy foods, you have a high libido.
Theory?
No, this is the truth.
Okay.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, when I eat spicy foods, I go, wow, that's spicy. I don't want any more. Thank you very much.
You're boring in bed.
No, no. When I'm boring, I go, wow, that's awesome. I want more. So, fuck you.
Theory disproven by Drex.
Get it there.
Threw it out the window.
No, no, it's just not super.
Oh, what's this one? In a very severe cases, it may be necessary to tie a hand to the bed frame with a tie in order that a hand, one hand.
Well, the left hand?
In order that the habit of masturbating is in a semi-sleep condition can be broken. This can be accomplished by wearing several layers of clothing, which would be difficult to remove while half asleep. Half asleep? Yeah, like...
Crazy. Set up a reward system for your success. It does not have to be a big reward. A quarter.
Yeah, I didn't do it.
Little smarties by the bed.
A quarter in a receptacle each time you overcome or reach a goal. Spend it on something which delights you, and we'll be continuing.
And in
the
future.
Wait a minute. That's not a reward. You have to pay every time you don't jack off.
Yeah.
Okay, they're all fucked up.
Like, well, buy something after. Okay.
Yeah,
Satan never gives up.
The people like the hardcore devout ones that have to bring in outsiders into their little family gene structure, so they don't have inbreeding.
Spectre's crying here. That's the link I sent you, man. You got to give me credit. Spectre. Sent me that link. Spectre. Spectre is the one who made our intro to our webpage, which kicks major ass. So
awesome. That's an awesome
that
intro.
That's the second one he's made, and he's got like lots more to make.
First one was cool.
First one was awesome, too. Okay. Here's... Okay, we'll get to these ones. All the stupid links below from a listener named Blade. Is Blade listening? No, he's not. Oh, well.
So we can call them stupid with impunity?
No, these are stupid links. They're not actually that stupid. Oh. But they're from a webpage called stupid.com. Start with the first one. Pregnant woman keychain. Let's put this in the IRC. I can follow along. Pregnant woman keychain. Recently, our stupid buyers went on a field trip to the New York International Gift Fair in search of weird merchandise. This was by far the oddest thing they came back with. The pregnant woman keychain is a clear plastic woman's torso with a not-yet baby floating in the womb. As the photo shows, you can remove or deliver the baby by popping out the ball that the baby floats in.
Oh, my God.
You can buy it for $3.29 on this website, if you can believe it.
See, the thing is, with this keychain, is it's stupid, but it's not, like, amazingly stupid. It's just really dumb.
Sure, it'd be offensive to some people. It's kind of gross.
I don't think it's almost offensive. I think it's just sort of stupid.
Well, not offensive to you, but...
Why would that be offensive?
I don't know.
Like, how could that be offensive? All it is some woman...
Oh! Does not come with coat hanger. Oh. Spectre, go get more listeners. You rock. You got like tons of listeners last week. The next one up is the runny nose keychain. Says, hey, we told you it was disgusting. Yeah, we hit a new low with this lovely piece of merchandise. The keychain is a rubber nose filled with some green globby stuff. When you squeeze the nose, the green gunk oozes out. We're getting sick just typing this advertisement. There may be a way to get the mucus back in the nostrils, but we haven't figured it out yet. This keychain is basically a slimy, gooey mess. What fun.
So
cost $2.29.
When you put this in your pocket?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, too. I guess you get it, squeeze it out, then put it in your pocket.
Or you give it to your friend who's not your friend and say, look, I got you a keychain of a nose.
I take it back. The pregnant woman keychain is...
The pregnant woman keychain's in very good taste. Okay. Oh. That's pretty brutal. The next one up is the Mega Gummy Maggots. Runny is really stupid, Eric123 says. Okay, the next one. I thought it was pretty gross. Stupid, but it's gross. The troll. Mega Gummy Maggots. He's coming tonight.
Is he?
Yes, he is.
Oh, God.
Important notice, we are at Stupid Candy have been unable to find a supplier for this truly disgusting candy. Though they're shaped like maggots, those gummy candies are actually quite tasty. Look at the picture. Maggots crawling in and out of fruit. Tasty.
Yeah, but little kids would eat that up.
Oh, they would eat that up. This
little kids eat up the stuff when you're running nose keychain.
This one is the worst one yet. There's Mr. Hobbes himself. Put on the
what do you want?
I have to put it on the speakerphone.
What do you want?
Put it on the speakerphone.
Hello?
Put it on the speakerphone.
What do you want? Is there anyone there?
Speak directly into the microphone. Speak directly into the microphone.
Which one?
Not you.
Oh.
The guy downstairs.
There's no one there. Hello? Hello?
Hey, oh, hang up.
Chicken, can you check out the one there? Actually there?
What? It's cute. It's repulsive. It's Choco Caca. Believe it or not, many of our stupid fans asked for a candy just like Choco Caca. If you haven't figured it out yet, Choco Caca is a real baby diaper with a piece of chocolate fudge inside. The fudge is shaped like a, just look at the photos. The Choco Caca comes packaged in a handsome gift box, as you can get it pink for baby girls and blue for baby boys, or yellow for baby no one knows yet. So if you're going to a baby shower of someone who's expecting, buy him a Choco Caca or two if it's twins. Come on in.
Yeah, sir.
Come on in.
Just open the door.
Turn the handle. This may be shade. It's shade. Pretty good. How are you doing? No one was at the door?
Well, you just got buzzed, right?
Yes.
And no one was there. Yeah, we're all laughing at you.
What do you mean? Oh, no one is on the phone?
Yeah.
We're saying, hello, hello.
Yeah, because right as I buzzed you, some guy walked out, so I just walked in.
Oh, okay.
We kind of figured that.
That's security. Okay. Next news item. You haven't been here in a while, yeah?
No.
Next news item is a company that makes video games, Ambrosia Software. Ambrosia Software Incorporated fired a shot across the software world's bow when it announced today that it would force marketing director Jason Wong to eat real insects if any fall-winter 1999 or spring 2000 products shipped with a bug. In doing so, the company became the first software publisher in history to punish its marketing staff with ingestive penalties.
Yeah.
I regret that I have been one pallet to defile for my company. I have but one palette, says Wong as he looked up from the listing of bug recipes on the web. We'll get 1.0.0 right, or I'll be munching on some pretty creepy stuff. Mmm, tasty. And they've got three products coming out.
I ate worms for extra credit in grade 9.
You ate worms for extra credit in grade 9?
That's the only reason I passed science.
That's the only reason you passed science, because you ate worms.
How did eating worms give you extra credit?
Give that man a mic.
It was very twisted. Very twisted science teacher said as a joke in assembly.
What was the project? What did everyone else do?
What do you mean?
You just ate worms?
No, it wasn't my idea.
It gave him an option.
Oh.
It didn't just give me an option. It gave the whole school an option to tell everyone who was in his class. And he was joking, but I showed up, worms in the air. And I said, I'm calling you on this. I need to pass grade 9.
That's awesome. Were so they alive or were they dead?
They were alive.
Yeah. Wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
Yeah, right until about the time your stomach acid hits, and then they stop.
Question. Do you get any dates?
Not at that school.
He started fresh at a new school, without worms.
I started school in Victoria, and I stayed there until I was 15, and not only didn't have a date, but remained a virgin. So, there you go.
You don't say. Yeah, we got a webpage for you to read.
Oh, yes.
Syphilis outbreak
traced to chat room.
Oh,
what? You know, you can now get diseases over the web. No.
Can we squeeze
the
tether?
No.
Hey, this is
the bring a chair over there.
What are you guys talking?
The last seven reported cases in San Francisco made contact in an AOL chat room. Health officials tracking an outbreak of syphilis cases have followed the virus into cyberspace.
Disconnect!
Identifying an internet chat room as ground zero for infection. They're basically meeting in this chat room. I guess it was probably it. I don't know. Let's see. Well, they're meeting in this chat room and they all wanted to have sex. And I guess they all spread it around.
They should have read that webpage.
They should have read that webpage. That's right.
And no, that webpage said nothing about having sex. It just said don't masturbate.
Just don't masturbate.
You're allowed to shag all you want.
Matter of fact, they encourage you to interact with your family.
And Shoutcast was recently hacked, amazingly enough. And here's the webpage for it. And the number one radio station is Freak Radio, starring Estelle Getty. Oh, Shade's got something to say about Estelle Getty.
No.
Oh, okay.
Who's seen Lake Placid?
Yes.
Nope.
That was worth it. It was a fucking horrible movie, worth entirely the price of admission, just to hear Betty White call somebody "fuck me."
Yep.
And there's another part where she says, "If I had a dick, this is where you'd suck it." I loved it. It was great.
That part was good.
I don't understand. Where did this picture come from?
The Shoutcast webpage was hacked.
When?
About a week ago. And somebody put that as the number one radio show.
And it's still a Getty show at Rock.
Right.
Don't throw things across the house.
Throw things. I want to see some action shots.
Action shots. Okay, we're going to go to... We're going to go to a break with a song, and the song is Uncle Fucker. Here it is!
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're a cock-looking and licking Uncle Fucker. You're an Uncle Fucker, yes, it's true. Nobody fucks Uncle's fat like you.
Shut your fucking face, Uncle Fucker. You're the one that fucks your uncle, Uncle Fucker. You don't eat or sleep or mow the lawn. You just fuck your uncle all day long.
What's going on here?
Back to line record. So I forgot to put it on loop.
Damn it.
Dang nabbit.
Right. So, about 2 weeks ago, Black Wolf and I went to Superstore, and we're going to a barbecue at Drex's place. I think it was that.
Only I wasn't there.
Yep. Or something. No, we're having... Yeah, Drex wasn't there. So we went to Superstore. We needed some buns for hamburgers. So we went to the bins and got some buns and looked in the bins, and there's this massive, massive grasshopper or something in there.
It was
something. I couldn't identify it.
It was a mix between a grasshopper
and
a cockroach.
Yeah, a grasshopper and a cockroach. And I went, it was after lifting two buns and putting them in the bag. It's like...
Hard shell
buns as opposed to...
No.
Hard shell, I didn't look at it for that long. It was kind of. It was about an inch and a half long, and it. I don't know what it was.
I mean, like, you can tell something's part shell by looking at it. Right?
It didn't really have a shell. It was,
oh.
Well, it was. I don't know if it was dead or not.
When I used to work at the gas station, there were bugs like that that were like a cross between a grasshopper and a cockroach.
Yeah. And if you tap them, they like release compressed air from somewhere, and they hiss. Like, well, not really, but it sounds like it. It's pretty fucking creepy.
Well, I didn't piss it off enough for it to hiss, or I don't even know if it was alive.
It
wasn't belly up. I don't think it was belly up.
Yeah, it was belly up.
Oh, was it? I didn't look at it that long. I was like, oh, my God.
I started to look at it. I'm like, what the hell is that?
I put the buns back, or I put them on the ground, and went to the next bin, and got more buns. But then we went, Black Wolf went to the lady, and you can tell it.
So I walked around the counter to where the baker is, and I'm like...
Hey, Rambo.
You know, there's... In your little thing of buns there, there's this weird bug that's like about an inch and a half long, and it's quite dead laying on top of the buns. She looks up at me and goes, oh, continues on doing what she was doing.
It just went right back to work. That's it. Oh.
And I just stood there going,
That's fucking ill.
It is ill.
Yes,
I couldn't believe she didn't even go and look at it.
She
didn't care.
Oh, okay, and continues on doing what she was doing. I'm like, how many people have to walk up and go, oh my God, there's a dead bug here?
Okay, but think about this. For every person that goes up and says something, how many don't?
Exactly.
So
that means there's a lot of people that knew it were there.
Yeah.
Picked up those buns, put them back down. Picked up the buns, put them back down. Yum, yum, yum.
If it's any consolation, just before I came here, I went on an errand to pick up ice cream for my fiance. Yep. And when I went there, I got the wrong kind of ice cream. So
hello.
No, wait, no.
Divorce! Wedding is off!
But it was the kind that I liked. So I ate some ice cream, but it had... So I'm at home at this point, but trust me, this goes somewhere.
We wore onions on our belts back then.
Shut up.
And
shut up. So
missiles were square.
Yeah. No, I started eating this bowl of ice cream and realized I had to go and didn't really want like ice cream. Hold on. I'll come back later.
We cut people's legs off to leave their cell phones.
We kill people.
Hello. Hi, I gotta call you back, okay?
Who is it?
My
mother.
It was, oh.
Oh, that's
off.
Easy.
It's off.
I thought it was off. I'm sorry about
we
that.
We kill people with cell phones okay, during the show. This drives us insane.
Take
on
the battery
in. There.
Okay. I'll finish my compelling ice cream story. I was going to hold this stuff, and it was like chocolate chunk almond or something. But, I was informed that it gave me really rude breath. So, with like ice cream basically still in my mouth, I took a shot of Scope. So therefore, I didn't bother me at first. I was like, minty fresh. So, I halfway back down to the store to get the correct kind of ice cream, I start feeling pretty rude. And I'm pretty sure this. We went Superstore, and I'm quite certain that the cashier thought I was going to puke on her, because I was like green, and I was like, oh, and she's like, are you all right? And I'm like, I just did the ice cream like now. So. No.
Right.
I'm pretty certain that whatever ice cream was left in my mouth. Mouth though curled on contact. I'm done now.
Are you done now?
Okay.
That is all. And oh, look at all the people in the chat channel. We're in the Dalnet servers.
Says, will there be a live battering of a cell phone user on the air?
A live battering. Almost.
We had to give him one.
If it happens again,
just because it's the first time.
No, no, wait, no. I think we should.
Okay.
Live battery. What shall we use?
Let's just throw his battery at him.
Oh, live battery.
That would be a
battering, battering of the battery.
It would be battering of the cell phone user with the battery.
Oh. Assault yes. And battery.
Now we have to throw something at the cameraman.
Chuck.
They cancel each other out. Let's call it even.
Inspector was going to sing Yellow Submarine. We will have the phone in a little bit later.
That song.
At probably 10 o'clock, we have the phone in.
No, not
about
that
15
song.
Minutes.
If you worked with Don Network...
But I didn't, so I don't care, and that's your
he
problem.
Sings that
Mr. Don't?
Sounds like a personal
day.
Problem.
Every day I have to hear him.
Mr. Don't?
Yes.
Oh, you know what? There's a reason he's not here tonight. Because, you know, he doesn't make friends like that.
True.
He's mad at me for some reason. I pissed him off.
Again?
Yeah, I'm just so mean to him.
Yeah, we're always
okay, this
always
is the thing.
Cool stuff on our show.
He said that Enki and myself were very rude to him the last time that we saw him.
Well,
but wait,
well
the last up. Time I saw him, we walked across Mud Bay, and he didn't even see Enki that day. I don't get it.
Who? What are you talking about?
Mr. Don't.
What about him?
God. I'd like to say a personal shout out to Mr. Don't. Mr. Don't, stop crying. I'll give you something to cry about.
Oh, muffin!
Muffin! You know,
we should call Mr. Don't Cupcake from now on.
Hey, Cupcake.
Aw, Cupcake!
I'm singing my Surrey song. Everyone's bothering me. Can't I just listen in peace?
Who? What? How?
Who's
what?
Bothering him?
Is there a picture
Go
of
him?
Him on the net?
Yes.
There is
a picture of him on the net. Oh, you don't know who he is? Okay, we'll go to www.rantradio.com. Follow along at home. It's
like this.
The
we
at
can
home
bring
game.
Up pictures of who we're talking about.
That's right. And then we go to clicking no flash because it'll take too long, and then click on schedule, and kick on, click on, kick on the What the Hell Show little link, And then we scroll down a little bit, and he's here somewhere. There he is. Very fuzzy picture. That's in the second to last update.
It's kind of a bad picture.
That's a horrible picture. Let's see if we can find it. I don't think there is a better one. No. That is the one for now. We do have other pictures of him.
That's Gonad?
No, that's Mr. Don't.
That's Mr. Don't.
Okay, I thought we had two names.
At the, like, seventh picture down in the second update.
Yeah.
So, look at all these people. Captain Pike, Dr. Pants, Eric De 123, GK Jackal, Gloom Bunny, I Ate Worms.
Wow.
Hey, you get a cupcake.
You get a cupcake for just your name. Missing, Res 99, RLM, Skip Radio, Spectre, Fuck Unit. Oh, I can't even fit that on the screen.
Fuck Uniserve.
Oh, is he local? Trinex, Rambo, Gohan, Loser, MP3 Dude, and Mr. Hanky. Gohan can't get reconnected.
Hey, where's Stain?
Stain,
we're
yeah.
Stainerator.
Stain's not with us. There's, like, nobody with us that was here last week. It's all new, so that's kind of cool.
Right.
Except Captain Pike. He was here.
And
Spectre. And Gohan. There's a we can recycle jokes. Let's just put on the tape from last week.
That would make it so much easier.
I wasn't
we
here.
Can take off
Shut
like,
up.
We can take off, like, 4 months, and we'll just do all repeats. The best of what the hell? It's actually not the best of, it's just all of it. It's all good. I swear. Let's see what else I have here.
Well, it's as close to the best of you get to your box place and edit
it. Oh, okay. Let's do the movie, man. Let's do the movie, man, before it gets too late. La 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 la.
Should I call him?
Yep. Okay. Don't call him yet. Don't call him yet. I have to do the intro.
Find out if
he's
there.
Oh,
we play the intro anyway. Because he's not supposed to come.
He only ever breathes hard.
He just breathes hard. He never comes.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, all those people out there may have not heard it. Okay, here is his Movie Man intro.
And we're
going to
let you talk and everything.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
So,
they can't hear you. You have to put your microphone up to your face.
I got one right here.
That's probably not good enough.
Shut up, you.
Shut up, everyone.
Okay, so, what do you have for us?
Well, this week I've got one movie review, one video review.
Excellent.
Right.
Movie review. Steve Martin, Eddie Murphy, and Bowfinger.
I was wondering about that one.
You know, I was actually a little disappointed with it. I expected better. I expected great things from those two, and I was a little disappointed. I think that Eddie Murphy did a good job as the
quickly,
stunt double.
Quickly.
That was actually quite hilarious, but there just wasn't enough of it. The movie was more about Steve Martin's character trying to make this movie without Eddie Murphy's character knowing that the movie was being made. They just didn't go with as much humor as they could have. So I would, honestly, I'd probably wait for a rental on that one.
Wait for the rental, huh?
Yeah.
So wait a minute. Okay, here's the question. Did it suck because you had high expectations, or did it just suck?
Well, I went into it expecting a little more, so that's probably why it sucked for me. But I just, watching the movie, I just didn't, I've seen better from both of them.
Okay, so what about the video?
The video review is a movie that came out about 2 weeks ago called Lesser Evil.
Lesser Evil?
It's about four guys who, when they're in their mid-teens, do something really, really bad one day after getting totally wasted, and they end up making a really, really big mistake, and they try and do their best to cover it up. 22 years later, the mistake resurfaces, and they all get back together to try and figure out how to fix it again. The actors involved are a couple, like, secondary character actors. You'd recognize them if you see them. but was surprisingly good. And again, it's one of those things, what would you do if you were in this situation?
I wouldn't get in that situation because I kick ass.
Okay. All right, well, let's qualify that. There was one guy makes a mistake, and the other three are there just kind of being innocent bystanders.
Okay, I'd kill everyone who knew, and then they would never be able to tell anyone.
All right.
And I'd stand guard over the situation the whole time, and then whenever anybody found out, I'd kill them too.
All right, well, I guess there would be no movie if you were there.
If you apply logic to most Hollywood stories, you can cut short most of the movies that they put out to about 5 minutes.
Yeah, they become very boring.
Just don't go outside.
Stay in the house. Or don't go into the house. Or don't go into the basement.
Don't get off the boat or get off the boat.
Don't go into the fucking forest filming a documentary without knowing how to read a fucking map and a compass.
Or GPS.
Or bring a GPS with you, and it doesn't matter if you lost your map and your compass and everything else. You just put it on backtrack. Oh, let's see where we just came from.
Wow, follow the arrows.
My suggestion was bring a cell phone and a GPS and phone an answering machine every 10 minutes reading out the GPS coordinates.
Why, what are you guys talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about.
Talking about Blair Witch.
We're going insane. Blair Witch.
I have it on my computer, and I've watched half of it. But I was so horribly bored by it. I actually turned it off and walked away from it. I haven't been able to finish watching it.
I loved it, actually.
You probably just couldn't experience it on the big screen. Okay, the experience of it.
You didn't like it?
I never watched it.
I've heard lots of people say that they thought it was awesome. And yeah, I've heard lots of people say that.
Mouth to microphone, Rex.
You either love it or hate it.
That's it. That's all there is. There are two choices.
Loved it or hated it. There's no in between. You went, it's okay.
No, nobody I know is wrestling. That's okay.
Yeah.
Did you see it, Running Man?
I have not seen it yet, and to be honest, I really don't have much desire to see it.
Okay, but did you see the South Park movie?
The South Park movie?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get a chance to see that. I'll probably check that one out when it hits video.
It was awesome.
Our second run theater.
Is it in the cheap theaters now?
Because Willowbrook. $2 really? For a movie.
Already?
Yeah, that's pretty quick,
isn't it? Must not have done very well.
In that case, I think I can afford to spend the $2 and go see it at Willowbrook.
Well, the kids couldn't go see it, right? So, out the theater it goes.
Yeah.
That's disappointing. But probably, funny, I laughed.
They probably won't check as much as in the cheap theaters.
Something
go ham, stop putting
not all that interesting,
lots of
though.
Crap in this.
Now the Home Shopping Network with Chicken showing off his knife in the camera. How well does it cut? Please show us.
Playing with the animals? Playing with my sister.
Samarian.
What? Why do I have the phone?
I don't know.
Okay, we're gonna hang up on this.
I don't have that phone anymore.
All right, guys.
Is that okay? Thanks for the movie review of the week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later, dude.
Say what the hell, and we'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
All right. What the hell? Okay, now it's time for a break while we think of a good question of the week. And what? Oh, I have some songs to play. Can't remember what they are. Oh, yeah, we're going to play the new Trent Reznor album song. We're in this together.
You mean More Nine Inch Nails?
Yes.
Oh.
Because so, there's some people here that are listening that are here for Nine Inch Nails. And this is the big thing for them this week. It's the new song. And it's pretty good. So... here we go. It's called We're In This Together. The single is not out because it just got released to the radio stations. They're all promoting it. And here it is.
Hey, listen to me. Hey, listen. You got to play the and you have to play that promo I sent you that's like lost in the now. We'll be right back.
These days, that
yeah, look at you.
The hell's going on?
Look at it.
Round the clock, ass kicking.
What
about now?
Right
about now. Brother. Check it out now.
It was close enough.
Right.
Okay. We're going to do the promo lunch and meet thing?
Right. We have the lunch and meet promo.
The lunch and meet thing,
promo.
Yeah.
Promo.
This is chicken at his finest. So wow. One of the things, chicken at his finest. So he can introduce this.
Just to give you a little bit of history, way back when I used to work at a meaningless fucking job at Canadian Tire, this is a true life story of what you're going to hear. This actually fucking happened to me. This is like another dumb retail story. Enjoy. Okay, height of stupidity. For all our American friends out there, Canadian Tire is kind of like, well, some automotive parts and household stuff. It's kind of like a really shitty try-to-do-everything store, okay?
Like your American Target store.
Yeah, perfect example. Except we don't sell guns. She comes up to the parts counter where I work. Like, automotive parts, okay? She comes up to me and she looks at me in the face and she goes, "Where do you keep your luncheon meats?" And I kind of smile at this point. I'm blinking at her, right? And I go, "What?" And she says, "Your luncheon meat. Where do you carry your luncheon meat?" I'm like, "Well, I'm sorry." I said, "I'm sorry, ma'am. We don't sell luncheon meats." I can sell you the cooler if you want to go on a picnic. We got that down the camping section, but we don't sell luncheon meats here. She's like, "No, I saw them in the flyer. You sell luncheon meats." I'm like, "In the flyer, okay?" So I'm like, okay, maybe it was, you know, there's a big distribution, maybe it was the, like the real Canadian superstore, I mean, they stock luncheon meats, right? So like, no, it was here. I'm like, Canadian Tire? Tire.
What the hell? Sunday nights at 9. You want more?
You want more? We'll give you more. Shadow. Shade. Shade has a story about when he worked at a gas station. And here, he can tell it.
It's far more to the point than the ice cream story.
Yay!
Okay.
Yay.
Okay. 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 I worked at this for this gas chain called Super Save Gas, and Super Save Gas shut down because they were bought out by an American company called Arco. Now.
The Arco's role.
Now, while the station was shut down. They hired, when I was working there, I was a graveyard guy. They hired hapless graveyard guys to sit there in their cars, and they paid us $9 an hour to sit in our cars from 10 p.m. till 6 a.m. and make sure no one broke into this empty gas station.
So you were a security guard?
Yeah, apparently.
Less than a gas station.
No, because we weren't allowed to do anything secure. And, like, if we saw anybody break out of the site, we were supposed to, like, panic and find a payphone and call the Arco crime hotline. But yeah, exactly. That's what I figure. So, anyway, I'm sitting here one night, and a friend of mine comes by, and we're just sitting here chatting, and all of a sudden, in through the gates, like the construction gates, the concrete hadn't been torn up yet, but there's like dirt everywhere. The pumps themselves have been removed from what's left of the islands. Everything is black. The gas sign is turned upside down. It is blatantly obvious that the station is not open. And he pulls up next to where a pump should be, and turns off his car. I should add, it was a full-serve gas station. So we're sitting outside the gates, around the side, looking at this guy going, what the fuck is he doing? And we wait, I'm not kidding, a good 3 or 4 minutes. And he gets out, pissed off, and he says, you, over there! And we're like, what? You work here? Yeah. I've been waiting for 4 minutes. You've been sitting talking to your friend. Come pump my gas.
With what?
And my friend is just speechless because he worked there too. He's just speechless, like totally dumbfounded. He's just like, we're closed. He's like, you're never closed. You're 24 hours. You've been 24 hours since January. See, we're closed down so we can renovate. But you shouldn't be closed. You said you're 24 hour, blah, 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 blah. We have no pumps. There is no gas. Well, who's your manager? So I gave him my manager's name and number, and I bet you this fucker called him.
Oh, man.
Like super lobotomy victim. Like sharp as a beach ball, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. That's another stupid retail story. There you go.
Yay!
Huzzah. Cheers all around.
Yay. So tell us all about your experiences in the Army, Drexol.
I can't tell you all about them.
Right now, 1 minute. Oh, sum it up.
Did you kill any foreigners?
No, we haven't met any strange new people, nor killed them yet.
How about the French?
What's that? The French? No, we haven't killed any Frenchmen either. What did you say?
How about domestically?
Domestically, we haven't. No, we were told not to fight.
But you did anyway.
We did, actually. Some infantry did.
Now that's the Canadian military.
Well, tell us.
We're going to give you military training, but don't fight.
No, all the fighting spirit is in Kosovo. There's no spare fighting. There's no spare fighting spirit left in Canada. That's what they told us with everything. No, you can't fire real rockets. They're all in Kosovo. No, you can't look at armored vehicles. They're in Kosovo right now. What's that? That's not a real armored vehicle.
It's at least comparable to what the Canadian military has.
Oh, the gross hospital story.
What else did they have? Oh, the beer. We couldn't have real beer. All the real beer was in Kosovo.
Well, they said that about the fighting spirit.
Right.
Oh,
right.
It's time for gross hospital stories.
Okay, it's time for gross hospital stories.
It's time for gross hospital stories.
Now, once again, It's time.
Okay, well, Dak's not actually here.
We're going to try and get him on the phone.
Get him on the phone.
Which would be better than just telling you that he's not here.
What is it?
I know.
He's so mad.
Eight.
Eight?
Two.
Two?
Is that good?
I think that's right.
Hello?
Hello?
You're on that radio.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
We want a gross hospital story.
You want a gross hospital story? Okay. Let's see. Gross hospital story.
You can tell the dog one.
Oh, I can tell the dog one? Yeah. Okay.
Didn't we already hear that?
We did, but they haven't.
Oh, come on. Tell a different one, then.
I don't have a
gross one. I do have a funny one.
Okay.
It's time for funny hospital stories with that.
You take me away.
And after that, it can give us this movie review of The 13th Warrior.
Oh, you can give us your movie review of The 13th Warrior.
And I can give mine.
You're up to it.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, okay. So let's see. All right. Now, this was in the hospital down in South Africa. It unfortunately did not happen to me, or I should say fortunately did not happen to me. Now, in the cardiac wing of the hospital, there was a bed that the staff was starting to wonder if it was cursed or something. It appears every week at about 6 o'clock on a Friday.
Hey.
The patient that was in this bed would pass away.
Yeah.
He would just basically, they would get a code red, and basically they'd come in there, and basically the guy had stopped breathing. He had died. And so they were starting to wonder what the hell it was going on. They started looking at it to see if it was bacteria, or if it was an infection or something, or if it was some sort of just buildup of chemicals or something in the area, and they're checking it for everything they can think of. And, I mean, they've lost something like 11 people at this point. And finally, it turns out that every week at about 6 o'clock, the cleaner would come in, and he would reach down, and he would unplug the ventilator, plug in his floor polisher, he would clean up the area. And then when he plugged his unplugged his floor cleaner and plugged the thing back in, it would show the alarm because the patient that was in the bed had suffocated and died.
Oh, man.
He got 11 people by accident not knowing what the hell he was doing.
Oh, man. But, man, were those floors clean.
So, yeah, that's my short story tonight. And my review of The 13th Warrior, film kicks ass. They did a great job of doing the book as a movie, and I had no problem with anybody's acting in the film.
Wow, the book must have been really boring.
One person I was talking last night with at the barbecue, and he was saying that he thought the film was a little muddled, but I totally disagree. I really, really enjoyed it, and I highly recommend it to anybody to go see it. The film seriously kicks ass.
Wow, the book must have been really boring if it was a good representation of the book.
I disagree. Who's that, Neil?
No, that's Drex.
That's Drex? Oh, Drex, shove it up your ass, Drex. I'm sorry, I really like the movie, and I like the book.
I really like the way they go. They summed up his prior life in, like, what, 30 seconds?
Actually, in the book, they don't even really sum up his prior life. He's just somebody who kind of mentions it as he's going along in the story that he's gotten basically sent to go do this, that he's the ambassador from that country. I don't even think, if I remember right, in the book, they don't even mention why he's basically been sent to go along with the Norsemen.
Right. Well, okay, well, we accept your point of view. As pathetic as it is.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Well, we'll let you be sick in silence.
Okay, thanks a lot, man. I will talk to you later.
Sure thing.
Have a good one, and what the hell?
All right. That was Dax with a remote gross hospital story, or funny, or
okay,
I don't know what
wheel
that, how do you classify
down,
that.
Wheel back down the IRC.
Goombunny has a something to say. When I was in the hospital getting my tonsils out, I woke up with a tube in my throat, and I rolled over. When I woke up, the nurses were double-teaming me, so
woo-hoo!
I got way too many drugs. I couldn't even get to the car. They wheeled me out and kind of rolled me onto the floor of my dad's van. Okay.
No,
rolling
back up to the top. You're not listening.
Why? Is there something up there?
No, I just decided to get you.
How far?
Keep going.
The drinking age in...
Keep going!
In BC...
Holy cock, keep going.
In BC... This one? I hate the people that ask where the bathroom is, and they're right beside the bathroom. You tell them where that is, and there's a person right beside the person bitching and asking for help. Is there actually something here?
Yes, but you're just... Go back down. You were going too far up. You were just talking and not listening. Just act. Don't speak.
Okay,
okay,
what?
It said, down a bit. What Canadian Army? Okay, go down a bit more.
Okay.
Stop. What Canadian Army, us Americans,
are
your security blanket? Blah, blah, blah.
That's Spectre.
Keep going down. Keep going down.
Are you done or?
No.
I just did a whole page. There. Okay. Closest thing Canada has been Army is the Mounties.
Because you got this stupid picture in the way up here.
Fine. It goes away. Relevant.
Is there a military in Canada? La la la. Yeah, there's a military in Canada.
Can I say,
closest thing Canada has to an army is the Mounties.
Can I just say one thing? You guys bitch and complain because I can reiterate a story. Let's see, your Marines who are I guess God's green earth fucking little Mounties or whatever. You think you're all hot shit? A Marine. This is a true story. A Marine was talking to a Canadian Forces member.
Sean Kennedy,
as a matter of fact. And he said, he says, hey, what do you do? He says, I'm a gunner. He says, oh, yeah, well, what do you do? He says, well, I run the M60, which the M60 is all in all, hands down. It's a pretty keen weapon, full auto 7.62, blah, blah, blah. He says, well, what else do you get trained on? Are you just, like, do that and you do medic or you do radio? What else? Like, I'm trained pretty much for every weapon we own in the Canadian military. He's like, well, nothing. Says, well, what happens if you get killed? Says, gunners don't die.
Machine gunners don't die.
Sorry, stupid American. Yeah, you do. And if your radio man dies, that's right, you don't have a radio anymore. Which makes you retarded and dead. Because
the third target in the sniper sights.
There you go, baby. Right from the chicken's mouth. Here it is, the big squawk of the day. So not only is... Oh, and not to mention that all of pretty much the United States got trained for anything flying in Canada, as well as all of Britain.
Okay. So you guys were asking about photos. There's photos. You have to go... All you have to do is go to our webpage. If you went to our webpage, there's a link right there to the What the Hell page. You go to Rent Radio, pick on Schedule, then click on the What the Hell link. I'm pretty sure. Let's just check.
I did eat that.
I'm certain it says. Okay, you click on schedule, then you click on the What the Hell link.
Are people having trouble?
Well, they're asking about a photo.
What's going on?
Screw up.
Oh, no, the photo is for the gross hospital stories that they're complaining about that Dax was going to bring. But Dax isn't here this week.
Okay, you want to see some pictures from the Canadian Army, though? Click on Private Drexel's summer camp photos. There's some pictures from the Army there. They're way cooler than than any gross hospital story photo. So suck it. Okay, put it back on IRC.
Okay. Okay, we're going to have a little thing for... We're going to have a little thing...
Drop it right down to the bottom.
Okay. We're going to have a little thing for Rant TV. Don't go there right now. www.ranttv.com. Don't go there right now, because if you click on any of these things... Actually, it won't cut you off. You can watch them.
There, Spectre, you even just fucking... How's that crow pie? American machine gunners don't die because Americans, we're Americans. That's right, you're American, so you're invincible.
That's why you had such a stupid fucking...
Go hard, you fucking idiot. Yeah, American, right there.
That's
just
Sean said. Yeah.
Machine gunners don't die.
I am a U.S. Marine. When I joined the Marines, they took my crayons away. When I am now a graduated Marine, they gave me my crayons back, but they do not work. They do not have a trigger.
Okay, Wait, just a sec. Okay, we're invincible unless you have another radio man. Okay. You don't.
Yeah.
You have your, 8 to 10 guys and a radio, and you're off in the bush, and if he dies, fuck, bang, you're dead. You don't have, a radio each.
No. Well, in the Canadian Army, you do, because there's,
I think the ratio was like
if the
one radio for three guys in the Canadian Army.
If the radio gets shot, you're fucked. Yeah, but otherwise everyone knows how to use it.
Understandably, it's a 25 set, and they used to use them in World War II.
No, it's a 77 set.
Mini backpack ones. Like,
what? And we have six of them.
Six. That's because all we can afford.
No, we don't. Fuck. I just did all the radio shit, like, weeks ago.
And you used the 25 set.
We have the 521. We've got the 77 set, which is the 25, but it has way better range than the new radios anyway. That's why they use them. They don't use the old radio because they don't have new ones. They use it because it's just better. It takes a shit taking.
Having some trouble over here.
Well, anyways.
We've got a new thing that we're going to do for Rant TV. Over here, Shade has agreed to do this. I don't know if he's agreed. Yeah, he's agreed.
I absolutely agree.
Okay, what we're going to do is line up the table here, the coffee table here, with five or six or however many bowls I can think up of. No, not now. We may do it next time if you want to come. We can do it live on.
That's not a stick on a Canadian Leaf tattoo. It's an armored fist. Fuck you, bitch.
Well, an instructor just said, "Well, nuke the shit out of your Mounties." Hey, well, buddy, no one's gonna nuke nothing because you don't know how to use it because you can't read.
Okay, enough with the stupid insults. That's just not getting anywhere. It's just stupid.
It's enough Canadian-U.S. fighting on the news groups and crap like that.
And it's all pointless because nobody knows what they're talking about anymore.
You want to use nukes on something that borders you?
Just a sec. And then your radio's gonna save you. Okay.
Okay, anyway.
Right. Radio's the most powerful weapon you have, man.
Say
that's how you call for more weapons.
We'll say one word to you, pal. Foo. Send me the foo.
No, we're not bitter about Canadian humor in South Park. We love that.
Really, that's awesome.
We laugh our asses off at South Park. That's awesome.
There's like a movie.
They're the only ones. They have the best Canadian humor.
It's pretty hard to make humor about Canada. You don't hear very many jokes. You don't hear that many.
No, we
not compared.
Here.
Oh, that's it.
What are you talking about?
Don't say that. We had that debate.
Yeah, we had that debate.
And it's people sent in their things that the way they think we say it, and we don't say it that way. And we cleared it right up.
Well, they
settled it once for all.
I don't
think
it's
stupidly American.
Okay. Americans called football, correct?
True.
Okay. They call Europeans called. What we call soccer, football, right? Okay. Now, why, in the case of the Americans, why would you call a game football when A, there's already a game called football, and B, when you kick the ball once? You kick the ball once, somebody catches it, you run. Then you pass it. You touch it with your foot once.
What response to that?
The metric system. Get on board.
Wait. Okay. Stop. Stop.
It's about time to get on board with that. Yeah.
Stop. Okay. I agree with you. Football's a stupid name for football. But don't try and say that we call soccer football, because we don't.
No.
Canada, we call soccer, and we call football. So don't... Okay.
I will balance it out, however. I mean, at least American football, you know, they don't have two teams called the Rough Riders, right? Like, well, we don't anymore.
Isn't there like only six teams?
Eight.
And they have
a quarter of the league was called the Rough Riders. But wait, Saskatchewan's Rough Riders were all together. There's the Saskatchewan Rough Riders and the Ottawa Rough Riders.
So there's
a difference.
Aren't there still two teams with the same name right now?
No, Ottawa Rough Riders no longer exist. But they will next year.
Great.
Cities keep reoccurring in the CFL.
They think they can make money again.
Fantastic. Hey, update. Did you just update this page?
Yeah, I just updated it.
What does it say?
What does it say?
Was
it too small? It says 25, 28, so 26.
Not bad.
Not too fucking shabby.
But no one's talking to us.
No one's talking to us what?
There's lots of people on the IRC, but most of them aren't saying anything.
What are you talking about? They're saying lots of stuff. See, they're talking about Rough Riders.
Explain the CFL. I think we just did.
It's crazy.
Although I hear the CFL is much more fun to watch.
Like, Rambo is bitching about how this blows Spanish-speaking countries because they force me to learn their stupid fucking language.
I have a feeling it's not the Spanish-speaking countries that are forcing you. It's your country.
Yeah.
I don't think the Spanish-speaking countries are the ones that are responsible for you having to learn Spanish.
No. Now, if you're up here learning French, okay.
Right.
Kill all the Frenchies.
We're gonna have another break and then we're gonna open the phone lines.
Okay, we're having
How's
a
that?
Break.
How's that?
That sounds
because people are like going crazy.
Open the phone lines.
Okay, here's the break.
Is it too much to ask Thunder? Kill him for me.
Won't solve anything, Dave. Too many people around here have been dropping like flies already, and where's that getting us, huh? Nowhere. Ah, you know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Who?
Jack Burton. Me. Old Jack always says, what the hell?
What is that?
For? You're Sumerian. Sumerians have no rulers. You're a barbarian. You live free in the world. You owe allegiance to no one. Is that not so?
It is and it always will be. If you want to know more about Sumerian, listen Sunday nights at 9 p.m. for the What the Hell show.
They are sort of gray.
We're back, I think.
Has this ever happened to you? Has Henry Rollins ever come up to you and said,
Shut the fuck up!
This never need happen again once you order your Rant Radio t-shirt.
Not available in small, medium, large, extra large, black, white, sleeveless, or turtleneck.
Rant Radio t-shirts. If you can find one, you can wear one.
Now back to the What the Hell show with Sumerian and Bob from Peru.
This week, probably. Okay, we're back on. So we're going to open the phone lines. Let me reach for the phone. You can pass it to me, Enki.
1-604-533-9191.
And here's the promo for opening the phone lines.
It's time to open the phone lines on What the Hell. Call now, toll free, 1-604-533-9191.
Call it right now. All right, it's time. Oh, there we go. All right, it's time to phone in to What the Hell.
So, what?
What?
Who's he again?
Anki
just asked if we got to kill any gophers when we were when I was at basic.
Small creatures.
Okay, my buddy Bankert picked up his grenade to throw it. He stands up, he pulls the pin, he looks out there, and there's a gopher looking at him. He threw it, grenade, and then ducked down and looked at the window. Gopher bits everywhere.
Gopher bits everywhere.
This is the other thing. There's gophers everywhere in Wainwright. Everywhere. So. We're sitting there in the range. We're firing our C7s, which is like an M16, only it's better. And we're going, pang, pang. And the gophers are running around in front of us. They're not even flinching. They're just standing there, wow. They must be fucking deaf. They must be deaf from birth, being
probably
born from the range or something. I don't know.
But, new breed of them.
But if you've ever been...
Gophers, man. Can you imagine the size of the balls of those gophers as they're scurrying around?
We can't hear you. It's not toll free. Of course, it's not toll free.
It's toll free.
Use 10-10-10-10-10-10-10. It's only like 10 cents a minute. We won't charge you anything. We're not going to.
That's right.
Long distance charges may apply, but we won't. We will not send you a bill for calling us. So use 10-10. Call this place or something.
Okay, you guys, before you freak out about the cost of long distance.
Like, somewhere like 7 cents a minute.
Yeah, there's so much long distance
charge it to
deals
else
out there. You got
to
know one of them.
1-10-321. There's one. 1-800, that might be just Canadian. Yeah, that's a collect one.
1-10-220.
1-10-220.
It's 10 cents a mini.
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 Mini. Mini. Mini. 1-10-220 is.
Okay, so
10
you're on the line
minute
for 1 minute. Oh no, hold 10 cents. You may notice it on your phone bill. Probably not. Even if you stay on for 10 minutes, which we won't even let you, it's a dollar.
$10 American cents.
Captain Pike, you're saying that you used to work in Wainwright. When and what did you do? I'm just curious.
Call 1-800.
What's that?
What?
Gloom,
speaking
Gloom Bunny, are you an ugly chick?
Is Gloom Bunny an ugly chick?
Gloom Bunny?
Gloom Bunny,
I don't know.
Don't,
or do you just like
don't
ugly chicks?
Don't pick up chick fat chicks, they try harder.
Don't use zero. Oh, look at that. Oh, I'll be right back. Gotta fuck with my connection. Ooh, that sounds kinky. Nobody's phoning in, and they said they would. Well, that's kind of disappointing, isn't it? Gohan, phone in. Gohan. Oh,
he's back.
There we go. We'll post it again. Go ahead.
I'm back, whores. Hey, just... Never mind. I object to being called
what's
a cheap
the
whore
number? See, go ahead and we'll provide us with entertainment, as you can tell.
Put the number in again. Put the number in
I
again.
I just did. It's right there. There we go. Call this number. Call this... Hey, none of that. He can see it. I only pay 65 cents a minute to Melby, Australia. What do we say when you pick up? You say whatever. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
Oh, hello. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. Who is this?
Oh, this is An Gohan.
Gohan, huh?
Why, yes.
Oh, you were going to sing for us, weren't you? What song were you going to sing?
Oh, I don't know. I thought I was just going to wing something for you.
Okay. Wing it.
Go for it. Wing it.
You don't got any background music or anything for me?
If I put on backup music, we won't be able to hear you because we can hum really loud. What song do you want to sing and we'll hum?
I don't know. I was gonna do something a little like, I don't know, kind of like Airplane Frank Sinatra type shit.
Airplane Frank Sinatra.
Yeah. Because I don't know. I got this whole new style of singing from when I went to the airport last night. Yeah, the little band and shit.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't
sing anything. Sing. your favorite song. Somebody was phoning in to sing Yellow Submarine.
Oh, that was Spectre.
That was Spectre. Okay, well, he'll phone in after you.
He's a wannabe.
What?
He wants to be.
Okay, wait. How about you sing Yellow Submarine, and then he can call in and sing Yellow Submarine, and we'll vote and see who's the best.
How about that? Yeah.
Oh, boy, we get to hear Yellow Submarine.
You guys are obviously going to expect us a better job.
We don't care. We are completely unbiased. Why would we care if he's better or you're better? All we want is a good song.
We won't think he's better because he made our intro page. We will unbiasedly...
If he sucks, we'll tell him you fucking suck, pal. Go ahead, sing for us.
All right, cool. You want me to actually sing Yellow Submarine?
Oh, yeah, baby.
All right, I don't know too much of it, though.
He wants him to do
all I know is the hook.
Okay.
What's Nicky? Right.
Okay, quiet. He's going to sing.
All right, are you ready?
We are ready. If everyone's quiet, it won't cut out.
Hey, shh. All right. We all live in a yellow submarine. Submarine. Yo, shut up. I'm trying here, all right?
That's okay. Keep going.
We all live in a yellow submarine. That's all I know.
All right.
You suck, or you won.
You suck, but you got heart, son. Yeah,
that's
trying.
Right. You phoned in.
Keep it up.
You phoned in, and you sung. That takes a lot of balls. To sing on multinational radio.
Most men only have two, but you've gone a lot, son.
Oh.
Who did that?
Chicken's
wrecking
the place.
Oh, yeah. Chicken is wrecking the place.
All right, anybody else have a better version of Yellow Submarine?
Okay.
Call us up.
We're going to have to judge you against other people.
Oh, okay.
Because we have nothing to base you on.
So
you
thanks for calling.
I got to go. I want to find more words to this song. Then maybe I could actually...
Hey, go for it. Check them out on the internet. I'm sure you can find it easy. Call us back.
Wait, now?
Yeah, look on the page in the internet, post in the IRC, and then people can phone in singing the Yellow Submarine song.
All right.
And then call back if you
have that. I just want to say before I go that Spectre, you can kiss my fat dick.
All right. Hey. Say what the hell. Say what the hell.
You know you're overweight when your dick is fat.
Say what the hell.
What the hell.
All right. All right, you're gone. All right, so people can phone in right now.
Kiss my fat dick.
And there's the phone number again, and he maybe spent 20, 30 cents on that call. I don't know if you people out there can afford it.
Spectre, call up.
You're all on the internet. You can afford it. You're paying for your phone line.
Find the change in your couch.
Can we wait? Okay, here's the deal. If you want us to wait for you to get a prepaid phone card, you have, 25 minutes?
25 minutes?
25 minutes.
About 25 minutes. Rush to your local 7-Eleven, go buy it, and come on back.
Attention, Rent Radio Chicks. What do you have to say?
What do you have to say, Riz? Talk to me.
We don't have any on-air sex chicks for you, sorry.
Blahar can say it in her sexiest voice.
Okay, hey, Spectre.
Hey, Riz99.
With the balls in your court, do you have more balls than...
Okay, Spectre, you're going to phone in. Is he there?
Don't be weak. He's just been
talking. Is he there? There's a minus beside his name. When's the last thing he said? Oh, there he is. Yeah. Okay, phone in. There's the phone number, you. Spec call. I have no long distance. What are you talking about? Spectre, you said you were going to call. You're letting us down. We're going to all...
You dropped the ball, Spectre.
Your call cannot be completed, it says.
1-604-533-9191. How can it be not completed as dialed?
You might have a block on his line.
How about we phone you long distance? How about we phone you collect? What's your number? What's your number? Hey, there we go. Somebody call. Hi, you're on Rent Radio. Who is this?
Spectre.
All right, Spectre, you made it through. Were you just misdialing the phone?
Huh?
You phoned before. Why does it say call cannot be completed as dialed?
I don't know. It was fucking up or something.
Okay. Right. So you've got your version of Yellow Submarine for us?
Yeah.
Think you can kick Gohan's ass?
But definitely.
I don't think he knew that. I don't think that was this Yellow Submarine that was done by the Beatles.
That was the harmony part.
I think that was the harmony part that he was doing.
It was some remix he made.
That's right. So you can give us your rendition now.
All right.
Okay. Quiet in the room. Quiet in the studio.
Yeah. In the town where I was born lived the man who sailed the sea. And he told us of his life. In the land, a submarine. And we sailed out to the sun, where we found a sea of green.
And we live beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
All right.
Hey, I wasn't done.
Okay. Sorry.
No, never mind. I think I'm done.
No, come on. We want more.
We need this. At least the chorus.
Alright. We all lived in a yellow submarine. A yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all lived in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. There we go.
Alright.
Okay, you win.
You win. You
so far, you're number one of two.
So we're gonna combine them together and Gohan is gonna do like the harmony parts for it, and we'll combine them together and make an epic song for you. Well, everything's recorded. We record everything.
Everything you say is taken down on tape.
You win.
Get a cookie or something.
A cookie. Sure, we'll send you a cookie. You email us.
Stick it up your yeah!
Yeah, stick it up your yeah! You send us a box with prepaid postage, and we will send you a cookie. our
special rant radio bought from the store.
Our address is Box 256, Fort Langley, B.C., V10. Oh, I can't remember. My
send you a box. Just ignore the ticking sound when you get it.
Okay, we'll ignore the ticking sound. Send into a field. Okay, we've got the lyrics for Yellow Submarine. Who's going to sing it with me here?
I'll sing.
Okay, we'll all sing.
You got the lyrics,
yep,
huh?
I've got the lyrics.
Because I've got to do it my way.
Okay, so everyone gather around the microphone here. Do you want to stay on the phone for this, or?
Yeah, sure, I'll sing along.
Okay.
Actually, I don't know the chorus.
You only know the chorus? Okay, well, there's the lyrics.
Right there on the screen.
The words are right there on the TV.
Well, I can't see the TV.
Yeah. Well, I'll move so you can there.
Are you ready? Is everyone ready?
I'm not singing.
Okay.
Turn your mic on. Where I was born, lived a man who sailed the sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed up to the sun, till we found the sea of green. And we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine. We all lived in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine. Yellow submarine.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Excellent sing-along. I can hear us in the background. And
I knew it was in and out.
Radio feedback. With the 20-second delay. Okay.
So, 50-second delay.
So how many listeners did we lose?
How many listeners did we lose? Well,
check.
We probably did. See if we did. Oh, yeah, lots of listeners. All right, no, because it's getting late, and people on the East Coast are like, oh, I got to
sure,
go to bed.
You can believe that.
It does go down every week, no matter what we're doing.
I have school on Thursday, too.
School on Thursday?
What do you think?
Wow. You better get to sleep. You need lots of sleep if you got to get up on Thursday.
You better get lots of sleep if you go to school on Thursday.
Yeah, whatever.
Can I ask you a question about school?
Oh, Shade wants to ask a question about school.
Not specifically about his school.
Okay.
My question was, I was watching the news a few days ago, and everybody from Columbine High School went back to school.
Yes.
Are they the only ones that went back to school because they had a shortened year, or did, like, all American schools go back in the middle of August?
That is
kind of
strange, isn't it?
I have no idea.
That is kind of strange because it's not time to go back to school.
Yeah, really?
They don't know. Don't tell them.
There's still a trauma. They're sneaking in an extra month.
They properly. No, they did. They go into another school. Anyway, we're going to let you go.
All right. Do I get a what the hell?
Yeah,
you
go ahead.
Can give us one.
What the hell?
All right. Excellent. You can give us a what the hell. So, it's 15 minutes left of the show. Does anybody else have anything to say? Any stories to tell?
I can throw my own feces.
Yeah.
I can make monkey noises.
Shade.
I narrowly avoided the barium enema last week.
Oh, excellent! It's always good when you avoid.
I have the thing. I have a thing in my fridge at home that pranks are made of though.
Oh, what
is
it?
A full bottle of Citromag just waiting for somebody.
And what exactly does that do to the human body?
Well, picture Ex-Lax times 10. But it's lemony. And you have to serve it over ice.
Oh, really?
If it's not cold, it doesn't work properly.
Can we borrow that for this week for these bowls for you?
I went to a walk-in clinic, and some sadistic son of a bitch, from looking at like my eye and something else, decided I needed a rectal examination. He gave me a rectal examination. And then he goes, your prostate's big. You need a barium enema and some blood work done. Here's the prescription. He wrote it all up, and I'm terrified, right? Because just the whole idea does not sound fun. So I go to my regular doctor, and he gives me another rectal examination.
Let me probe a bit more.
And he says, your prostate's fine, and why would he give you a barium enema for your prostate? It's for your bowel. Now, I can smell that, too. I was trying to ignore it. Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, exactly. Okay, but in between going to the walk-in clinic and going to my regular doctor, I went and went through the motions of picking up what they call the barium enema kit from your local drugstore.
Barium enema kit.
Yes, it costs $5.
Does it? Enema kit?
No. It contains the full bottle of Citromag, a suppository, and two laxative pills.
Wasn't Kennedy killed from a suppository?
But it's
wow, you're full of them tonight.
It's a two-day process.
Two-day process?
Yeah, no, not the whole thing. The first day you just don't eat certain stuff. And the second day you're reduced to a clear liquid diet. And you have to put the suppository up your ass.
Good idea.
And you have to do all this stuff. Luckily, I didn't have to do it. But the point is, the Citromag is this nasty ass laxative that doesn't taste like anything except like. It doesn't taste like anything except like.
Pledge.
Yeah, essentially.
Lemon pledge.
Lemon pledge. But the thing is, it could so easily be slipped into like someone's nice cold glass of lemonade.
And X is right.
It says right on the side of the bottle. It says. You must drink entire contents over ice. After drinking entire contents, drink at least a 10-ounce glass of water every hour for 8 hours, or you will dehydrate. Apparently, I talked to someone who had taken it. Oh.
I'll have to continue with this after.
No problem.
Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
It's Gohan making a 3-day call with, what's his face? Skip.
Skip. Skip, okay.
Video, hold on, I got it.
Skip's too damn cheap to spend 20 cents.
Yeah, I know, he's such a... anyways, hold on. Yeah, all right. Cool.
Is he there?
Yeah, he's there.
All right, this is going to be great. Okay.
He's hiding.
Hey, Skip.
Stop, man.
Where are you calling from? Well, you're not calling, you're cheap.
Oh, yeah.
Where are you on three-way from?
From Reading.
From Riding?
Reading.
Reading. Reading, Washington.
Pennsylvania.
Reading, Pennsylvania.
Wrong coast.
Wrong coast. So you're listening to Rant Radio, and you're enjoying it, and all that crap. Do you have anything to say, or sing, or tell a joke, or...
No.
No?
Why the hell did I waste my fog distance?
No, there was a reason.
Oh, there was a reason?
You're trying to remember it.
You're trying to remember it.
Lord.
Stop huffing gas.
Stop huffing the gas.
Who's different?
Ooh, sniffers. Okay, let's say 10 seconds to remember.
Come on, man.
Under pressure. Well, we don't want to go over a minute, right?
Yeah.
Send Skip the bill.
Say what the hell now.
He wants
to hey, what the hell? I've cut the hell.
Hung up on a
good belt. One.
All right, go ahead. Oh, everyone's gone. Excellent. He did it for us. They're trying to dethrone me. Sim ate my balls.
Yes.
Yeah, you make a web page about that.
Okay,
continue with your barium enema story.
Well, that was basically it.
Or you did not do it?
Oh, I didn't do it. I didn't need it. The doctor said, you don't need a barium enema.
So you bought this before you went to the other doctor.
What's that?
You bought this barium enema self
in between the visits.
Self fun home kit.
You know how much it costs?
How much does it cost?
$5.
That's pretty cheap, actually, for medicine and stuff. To clean your colon, it's only $5.
But at the same time, they give you the list of exactly what occurs in the barium enema, and I'm looking at this going, no. Even if I need this, I'm not doing this.
That would be great if you could bring that next week.
Okay,
they stick
a tube up your ass, and they fill you in.
They do? You do?
They do.
Oh, okay. This is the self-kit.
Here's the other thing. Oh yeah, yeah. It's But this is the most embarrassing thing is you have to go to like the X-ray place to get the instructions, and you have to go to the drugstore to get the barium enema kit, and you have to ask for them like that. And I just happen to have like two like cute chicks, one behind the counter at the drugstore and one at the medical clinic, and I'm like, I'm here. I'm going to be getting a barium enema. Can I please have the kit/list that I require?
What's your phone number?
Do you like boys with clean colons? basically they shove this tube up your ass. They fill you up with water till you barium or whatever until you feel like you're going to explode. And then
you probably will.
And then they'll take it up and they go, you hold that.
How much does how much fits up there? You tell us.
I don't know. It didn't happen.
It's M. Doucette calling.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Someone's pretty funny.
Okay.
Someone's pretty funny.
More
we had this
calls
last week. Gotcha. Damn. I'll get him. You try again. I'll waste your 10 cents. Come on. Come on. Hello?
Let it ring once more.
Oh.
More than once.
Why? Try again.
It won't work in the States. It won't work long distance.
What won't?
The Star 69. We tried that before. Forget it. We're going to let it ring a couple times.
No, I'm not falling for it.
See, they're only... Do now. Do now.
Hello?
Hello, this is your Unrant Radio.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, who is this calling?
This is the Lord Heresy from America.
The Lord Heresy? I don't see you in the list of in the IRC.
I had to get offline to call up.
Ah, so you won't be able to hear yourself.
Oh, no, I'm
you're so disappointed. You can't make a tape of it and show it to all your friends.
Oh, yeah.
So,
who the hell was asking about the Columbine thing?
I think that was,
lots of people.
Lots of people. Drex.
Well.
Do you know the answer for that? Why they're back to school, like, a month ago?
They didn't go back to school.
Yeah, there was all on the news. It's like, oh, we're so happy to go back to
it's
Columbine.
It's our first day of school today, blah, blah, blah.
And they put the flag up, and all the bullet holes are covered over. And
well, it wasn't like they went back to school back to school or whatever.
It was a celebration of it opening back up again, I guess.
Right.
Or was it? Or
it was
about
a week after the shooting happened.
It wasn't a week after.
It was shortly after.
It's months and months and months after. It was like two weeks ago.
I mean, they went back to school.
No, it was months.
No, they went back to school at a different school about a week after.
Yeah, they went back to school at a different school a week after. But they just... I just saw that.
But they went back to school to a different one that, you know...
Yeah.
But the American media was...
So I had to go down there to interview people.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Did you work for a radio station or a newspaper?
No, I have a website there.
Oh, cool. So you
I had to write an editorial about it. The whole thing was fucked up. Those kids went and they took... And a couple of parents called the cops. Those kids pulled guns on people about once a week.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
In that school?
A lot of parents went and talked to the cops, but they never did a damn thing.
Of course. Well, it's actually done.
Am I correct in understanding that area was just like a whole bunch of spoiled rich kids whose parents weren't watching what the hell they're doing?
It's 90210.
That's all that was going on.
Yeah. Just a bunch of rich kids.
Yeah.
That ignore their kids and use the television as a babysitter.
Right.
Yep. Sounds about right.
And, natural selection.
The sheriff's department
ways
down there was really lazy about doing anything, so.
Yeah. So, is that, that's what you're calling in about?
Oh, yeah, and I wanted to say that all your guys' singing
yep
totally kicked ass.
Really?
Why, thank you.
You think so? It came through well?
Yes, yes. It was beautiful.
Awesome.
Wish I could have recorded it.
Did you like Bob from Peru's input where he sung, like, off time and he... Or maybe that didn't translate well over.
I didn't hear that.
You didn't hear that? He was like...
It's been funny.
Your sabotage was super not.
It didn't work. Oh,
that sounded like the original. That actually sounded like the original.
Did they do, like, an echo?
There's, like, a background guy that goes, like... Yeah,
that's right. You didn't hear the echo part?
No.
Oh, well. He tried. Looks like Black Wolf is leaving us. Fly back, Black Wolf. Usually takes off, but... It's only 7 minutes left. Oh, well. Okay, do you want to...
The Sumerian guy?
Nope, that's me. I'm Sumerian. Black Wolf is leaving. I live here. I live in the studio.
Wait, are you Sumerian?
I am Sumerian.
I'll be damned.
Wow.
I got some stuff for you.
Cool. Upload it to...
The banners and stuff. You told me where to upload it.
Okay.
And I'll do that probably tomorrow.
Sure, it's ftp.rantradio.com in the incoming folder.
Okay, sure.
Send anything you want there, MP3s and stuff, and if it's crap, I'll delete it.
Wait, get the honesty vibe.
I'll be online in a few minutes.
Excellent. So say what the hell, and I'll hang up on you.
What the hell?
That was a good what the hell.
Very good. Totally good.
That was almost like the poem guy.
Yeah, totally it was.
Do you want me to play that? Do you want to play that?
I remember the poem.
We'll play the poem. The layoff skip.
Hey, layoff skip.
Hey, skip that leg.
Skip. Skip didn't do anything. Skip didn't know what he was phoning about. So that's really too bad, huh? So here's the poem. Some crazy lunatic guy, actually our major bandwidth guy from sonic.net, knows a whole bunch of crazy people, and he got one to phone in one week from San Francisco, and he wanted to read a poem out, and he was very disturbed that it wasn't well received at his work, so he wanted to do it over the air and get it out. So here it is. Okay, we got a call. Okay, here we go. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, awesome. Where are you phoning from?
I'm phoning from San Francisco. Where are you?
We are in British Columbia, Canada, so we're in the same time zone, near Vancouver.
Okay.
Near Vancouver. We're in Langley, actually, but that's besides the point. So, what's up?
You know, I'm really disgusted with the state of poetry in the nation today.
You're really disgusted with the state of what in
poetry? Poetry in the nation.
Poetry. Oh, do you have some poetry for us?
I'll tell you what happened.
Okay.
I'm just pissed off about this. I went to work Friday, and we have a beer party every Friday in the afternoon, and there was a beatnik theme thing, and so we had this deal, and there was a poetry competition, and I read my poem, and it was not received very well, and I'm really disgusted by this, and I just got to vent a little bit about that.
No, don't just vent. You want to hear the poem.
I will show you the damn poem. Man, you'll hear the damn poem, all right.
All right.
We need to know the content here, Eric. Lay it on us, man.
Yeah, we want to know. Like, it was...
Okay.
The poem is called Right Wing Crackdownocracy, which is the form of government we have in this country today.
Damn straight.
You got a black trench coat. Are you a guy who likes men? Did you come here on a boat? Are you heavy into Zen? Come down! Bite fire to Old Glory? Maybe you're a deadbeat dad. Don't believe the Genesis story? Do you think Jerry Falwell's mad? Come down! Pot smokers, idolaters, jaywalkers, and double parkers. Environmentalists. Nudists prancing around stalkers. Back down!
Yeah.
I'm tough on crime, and I'll build more prisons. Shoot those baby killers, for Christ has risen, baby.
Yeah.
Yours and
yeah.
I fear it all, and soon you will see, when all the deviants are gone, I'll crack down on me.
Alright.
Now these Philistines where I work, they did not appreciate that, and I got the booby prize, which was a bucket of red vines.
What the hell? Sunday night at 9.
Oh, you're a psycho Christian. I love that laugh.
That is so awesome. He had the best laugh.
But the guy was totally coherent, really. Like,
oh, yeah.
He was pretty clever.
Like, when he wouldn't answer questions, he'd just come up with another one and, like, go off in some big tangent. Yeah. He's all, so what do you...
Oh, yeah!
And you're like,
whoa!
It's one of those guys that you want to look away when he's talking, eh? Like, he's not talking to you.
Talking to the world.
Yeah.
Talking fucking world.
Hey, yes, Skip Radio, don't worry. We don't think any less of you because you forgot what you're saying.
That's okay. You can think of it and phone in next week. That's fine.
Yeah, when I was on the base in my course, we had to take sensitivity training.
Rambo says, "What the fuck was that?"
Anyway, so and so
sensitivity
the, everyone,
training?
Yeah, everyone on the base is in this big room, and he asks for someone to stand up and give them an example of stereotypes. And so I stand up. Somebody else stands up and says, "I have this idea," and I put my arm up. So he says, "Okay, stand up." And I stand up, and he looks at me, and I go, "I forgot what I was going to say." But it was really embarrassing and stuff because it was like everybody looking at me.
Face got red, and he sat down again.
No, I didn't feel stupid. I just went, "Oh, I forgot," and then I sat down.
I felt very powerful
that I could stand up in front of everyone and say nothing. And not be embarrassed.
That was actually a moment in Drex's life where he stood up and said nothing. I wish I got that on tape.
Shut up, you everywhere.
Be the first time. They probably relayed that story over and over again while you were there. There was this one time where Drex got up and said nothing. He was speechless.
May I make a piece of social commentary about your poet?
Okay, sure.
Okay. Like I said off air, he did not sound like a beatnik, so...
No,
he... Beatniks probably would not have received his poem very well. So, he doesn't strike me as maybe the most perceptive poet.
Well,
although I like the poem a lot.
Yeah, I think his work wasn't very tolerant of... This was just like an after-work beer party kind of thing.
Beer will do that.
He got a bucket of red vines, which we translated into
licorice.
Yeah, okay. It took us a while. Red vines. Hey, no talking all at once. We can't hear you.
Now we're all saying nothing and being profound.
When's Sim and that coming over to our chat room? What chat room? Hey, Stain's there.
Stain!
Well, get out of the undernet server. We're in the Dalnet server now. Because I can do more stuff.
Undernet is so 87.
Over? Technically, by 1 minute.
Shut the fuck up. Okay, we're going to play some songs here.
And then leave.
We're going to say bye-bye and leave and tune in
actually,
next week.
We're not going to play some songs and then leave. We're going to leave and then play some songs.
How is that possible?
Because I am not going to sit around and wait for songs to end before I take these headphones off. Just so that I can say bye later.
Okay, so we're going to go around the room.
We're and it serves
around
no around purpose.
Always come clockwise.
Hey, put the video back on TV now. How do I do that? What button do I press?
What video? Oh, picture in picture.
Where's that?
The VIP.
VIP channel.
And swap.
Right. We're flashing here, people.
We're flashing.
Swap.
Oh. Swap. What did you do? Oh, oh there we go. There's
there
a big Corey.
Big ass. Sorry.
Everyone calls me that.
Big ass.
He's ruined his ass around the block a few times.
Okay. Shade. Bye-bye from Shade. Just say bye. Or
bye.
And pass the mic on.
Say bye. And he's new to this. He hasn't been here in a while. Like months and months. I was projectile vomit, man. And block. Wipe that mic off. Bye from Blahar.
Bye.
Oh, now you want to talk. This is bye from...
Are we running out of, like...
It's complaining. No, don't worry about it.
I'm worried it's my video camera. I'm worried.
That it does flashing. That every single week.
It's when you're running out of tape.
When you're running out of tape.
That's what I said. You said, no, don't worry about it. So I'm
that's
thinking,
recording.
When, I said, is it running out of tape, you said, no, don't worry about it. And so when the light's flashing and it's not running out of tape, I start to worry. Thank you very much.
I see your angle.
So you paid for the 5 or the 10-minute argument.
I paid for the 5 and I'm getting bonus. I think I'm in the wrong room. I don't want arguments. I wanted put downs, not an argument.
You suck!
Say goodbye,
Bucky.
Say goodbye.
Say bye, Drex.
Bye. Bye.
Bye from Bob from Peru.
Hey, Bobby.
This is bye from the person who knocks the chairs over. This is bye from. Bye from Mankey.
Go to hell and die. Or maybe die and go to hell. I'm really not sure.
You go to hell, you go to hell, and you die.
Bye. There, say bye bye. Don't touch that mic. It like blows people's speakers. Don't do that. It's like thump 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 in people's houses, and they're waking up their parents. Their parents are sleeping, and they're secretly listening to this on their.
Wake up, mom! Wake up, dad!
They're secretly listening to this
over their
speakers.
It's time to go to work.
It's time to go to work. Okay.
You slept in again.
Show's over, and listen next week and stuff.
And stuff.
And stuff.
Like you got no.